The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with Ron McDonald on this Monday, 15 January 2017. Let me take this call. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi. I just don't believe this thing in Hawaii was any sort of mistake. You've got your USPACOM. That's the U.S. Pacific Command. And Admiral Harry B. Harris, Jr., he's in charge of the commander over there. But I, on my X-ray machines or CAT scan machines, it has, like y'all were talking about, the do you want to proceed type thing before you hit the button.
Yeah.
Because you're sending out radiation.
Right.
You know. But anyway, so I don't know, but and I won't take any more time, but I've got some rumored insider friends saying Bill and Hillary were in Honolulu. 38 minutes is enough time to get a flight out.
Oh.
And I'll have a great night.
All right. Bill and Hillary in Hawaii. Well, oh, gosh. Okay. So, anyhow, what were we talking about last time? Oh, you mentioned something about...
Right, we have to address the donation aspects.
Well, and you know, there have been several people that really saved our bacon for the month of December, and they sent large donations in. Couple thousand here, a thousand there, a thousand here. If it wouldn't have been for that, we wouldn't have made it through the month of December. And I really didn't harangue on it too much because I know a lot of people's budgets are limited, and especially around the holidays. You know, they like to do this thing and buy this stuff and then wrap it up with this paper and put little bows on it and stick it under a Christmas tree. I know they like to do those sorts of things. So I didn't mention a whole lot about donations. But the cost of running this network is $11,500 a month. You divide that by a 30-day month, that's $383.33. And we ain't close to that. I would say if we're collecting $150 or $175 a day, we'll be doing good. But that is not going to make it, and I've done everything that I possibly can to reduce the cost. The only thing left is to reduce the airtime that we actually have. Instead of going 24 hours, you know, we'll maybe have to go eliminate half the host. Because the expense here is paying the people that actually run the network, the board ops. And that, I think... I figured it out. I think that's $6,700 a month right there. So the rest of that to run an entire network, folks, gee, do you think you could do that on the balance of that $11,500? When we're taking, about $3,500 to run the entire network, and I'm talking about the internet, talking about the web page that we have to host, talking about the servers, talking about all that stuff that makes a network, phones included, you know, for a lousy $3,500. Wow. It just ain't making it. So did I answer your question?
Or not fully. I think you need to put out the phone number in that. That'll answer it.
Well, okay, we can do that. People listening today, there's kind of a record number of people that are online today listening to the network, and I'll just ask the question again, what's it worth to you? Now, people have responded, and they, you know, $10 and $20 and $25 donations, maybe $30 donations, and we appreciate that. If that's all that you can do, we thank you very much. But I'm going to make a suggestion to the people that don't donate to this network that are probably dropping off right now because they don't like guilty consciences. Is that about right, Michael? Are you watching the graph here? Which generally, that's what happens. And I kid you not, Ron, every time I talk about donations to the network, I can take a look at the online participants and I can watch it drop by a couple hundred. Because wow. I guess they figured that exonerates them if they run out of the room real quick. Not quite sure. I'll give you the number. You can call in today, folks, with a donation. 800-724-2719. And if you hit that extension 3, that'll take you right to Mikey. And he will take your credit card donation. So I don't know what else to do. I've laid it all out, and I've laid it out repeatedly. So you're either going to do it or we ain't going to be here. And this is the last of the great Mohicans. I mean, I love Jeff Rentz, but I can only handle so much of Little Green People, or Grays, or however that is. You can tune into Genesis, and you can go get the fat guy from Austin in there. But pretty much everything else over there is pretty much blown up. And you got computer fix-it programs, and you got auto repair programs, and you know you can listen to mainstream crap that they broker over there and put on their bird, but that's not going to help you much. You know, you might as well tune into MSNBC for all that matters.
You know what amazes me, John, is I know this is one of those areas that you have to speak of, and you dread it every time you
Every damn time. And we've got people that are trying to help us. Tom in Pennsylvania, he's working out something that people can get electricity cheaper than what they're getting it right now. I think it's good in 16 or 18 states. We're going to try that. And there's various other things that we're looking at putting together. But, folks, we're doing the best we can over here. Doing the best we can. So you either help us or you don't help us and we go away. And we won't be the canary in your coal mine, will we? Because I've always said, if we're forced off the air, Katie, bar the door. You better start putting your head on a swivel and looking 360 degrees and about 15 degrees up to see what's coming at you. I said 2017 at the show start. I did. You checked it. Do I want to hear it? Yeah, let me hear it. You actually pulled it up.
I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and we are with you today live from the studios of RBN on this 15th day of January 2018.
Overdub that with what I just said. See, I don't believe it's 2018 yet. Nobody believes it. Tom in Florida, what year is it? Hello, Tom.
Well, good day, John. I believe it's the 18th. I'm hoping it gets to 20. We have another presidential election, and Trump wins it again. But yeah, John, yeah, he is making America great again, and whether people like to hear it or not, he sure is. And look at the market, look at the things going on. But yeah, I'm wondering, if Donald Trump would have said stinkhole instead of the other word with the hit in it, would the media be going ape crap like they are?
I don't know.
He just said nothing but those talking about the stinkholes, which actually should use that word as stinkholes. And they still would call him a racist and spacious and all this other crap that's trying to put on the president. It's disgusting.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if he called Chicago a crap hole, would that be far from the truth? And he has.
No, it's a stink hole. It's a schmuck hole. That's what it is. It's run by a bunch of schmucks. That's what happened in Chicago. Look at Emmanuel and all the that little Dickie Durbin. You know, you got this little Dickie Durbin and these morons that are running, you know, the Schmucky Schumer. I think Schmucky Schumer cares more for Israel. Israel has a wall around it. That's what Donald Trump should be talking more about.
Oh yeah, but see, but we don't ever talk about anything Israel. We dare not mention anything
right?
about that.
Who's behind 90% of the nonsense in of the sanctuary city crap? Do they have sanctuary cities in Israel?
Matter of fact,
that's why this Brown and all these people in sanctuary cities should be arrested. Donald Trump would send a message about DACA. No, you send the feds in there, federal marshals, and you have these people arrested. That's what he needs to do. As far as DACA, Don, how are you going to pay $38 billion for 9 years for a bunch of people who are going to vote against your party? They had it on the news today. You know what the guy said on the news today on Fox News, John, this morning? He said, we went to pop their vote by 3 million votes. We're not going to ever give in to DACA. We're going to make sure they keep coming in here. If Donald Trump didn't call that out, I don't know what would. You know what Donald Trump needs to do? Start deporting all 15 million of them.
Well, maybe Donald should tell the American people that the unemployment rate's not at 4%, and they wouldn't be for all these foreigners coming into this country.
Well, that's another good point, I must admit. Well, you got all these Puerto Ricans flooding here to South Florida from Puerto Rico. It's insane. I mean, they're coming in here by the plane loads.
I know.
And they're not going to vote for Republicans. They want all the free handouts. Look at New York with the taxes. You think all those New Yorkers are going to keep paying those taxes? They're going to all come down to Florida or Carolinas. If they screwed those states up there, they're going to destroy them. Look,
God, do not send anybody from New York down here to Texas. Please. Please.
Oh, I know, John. I feel you. Well, I feel you. You got to feel my plight. They're bringing them here to Florida. Forget, they're not going to Texas. They're going to Florida. You have to worry about the Californians. All the liberal hippie freaks in California going to Texas—that's a problem.
Well, Tom, aren't you relieved that you know the God's waiting room down there is so colored varied now?
Mm. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It's absolutely a disgrace what's going on, and you know, and I think about Africa and Haiti, and I know the whole history of Haiti because I can tell you stories the last an hour on this phone about Haiti. But John, like I was earlier, I called Michael, and I told him, and once they get the majority, look what happened to South Africa. They're the majority. You think they're going to have the whites have any kind of power or anything? Come on, look at Zimbabwe. That's exactly what they want to do here, and that's you know who's behind us. You know what? I don't see the Jewish state of Israel getting a lot of any more Arabs coming in there. Why don't they flood in Israel with 15 million Arabs like Germany is?
It's just
by the way, John, they're half brothers.
Who's half brothers?
In the Bible, they say had the same father Abraham, didn't they?
Hmm.
Look at that one.
All right.
It's kind of perplexing, but they had the same father. All you got to do is look at look it up in the Old Testament.
Well, I keep saying this. We got a bunch of Christians in this country that think that Judeo-Christianism is okay, but if they look into the teachings and what Israel pushes, they don't believe in Jesus. So
the Christians are getting run over.
Yeah.
The Christians are getting run over in this country.
I know.
It's like
everybody else is. And everybody's afraid to touch that third rail for fear of what? That our country goes away?
I don't know.
Our country is going away. Mark in Georgia, what say you?
You doing okay, John?
Fair to middle and mostly broke. How are you, Mark?
Well, I found myself unemployed this last month. Let's see, a week ago today, I show up to work, and it's like, oh, they didn't tell you? We decided not to continue with you. And I'm like, oh, great. And that's when I was hoping to be able to send you in some funds.
You didn't work for Sam's Club, did you?
No, I was working for one of the subsidiaries with Honeywell, where we rebuilt gas meters, and I did everything they told me to do. Well, you're not paying enough attention to this, and I'm like, I guess they don't understand. The body language of people with Asperger's is not something you can use to accurately gauge our real countenance inside. Yes, I'm paying attention. You know, you're talking about a lot of stuff that pertain to me, you know, like other people's mistakes anyway. But the thing is, this last week, my mom went to be with my dad, and passed the day after Christmas a couple of years ago.
Wow.
And so, well, the thing is, I'm, you know, it's like, okay, so I am going to get an inheritance eventually, but it's going to be 6 months to a year before the corp will finally get around to rubber stamping it. Okay. So, you know, it's one of those things where I was kind of hoping to have something to help you out there, and Now, if I would have had a paycheck, I would have been able to help you out. If I would have had an inheritance, I'd be able to help you out. But like I say, you're in my prayers all the same, and I hope something works out because, you know, I was watching this anonymous video saying that Hillary was the Rothschild choice, and it's like, no, they may prefer Hillary to darn old T. Rump, but whether they get this Zionist puppet or that Zionist puppet, they may have their preferences. And, yeah, they'd prefer Hillary to darn old T. Rump, but, you know, he's talking all this stuff that he's acting like just another Zionist shill in terms of making, you know, to me, the thing I try to explain to people who buy into all this political theatrics is, look, until you acknowledge that duplicity is not a blessing, and you're giving Israel a pass when they have hundreds of state-of-the-art nuclear weapons, and they won't even discuss signing the NPT, which is required for them to receive what is across-the-board unconstitutional, this thing called foreign aid. All right? Now, so if you're not going to address the fact that Israel is morally and lawfully obliged to sign the NPT, then don't tell me about Iran's alleged nuclear weapons program. Because, you know, let me ask you, what do you think of this? What if Iran would say, we'll switch to thorium molten salt reactors if Israel would become a signatory to the NPT and refuse to stop committing what are internationally considered war crimes and atrocities against the Palestinians? But then that would put things back in their court, but it would take the, you know, it'd take the power of the Internet to get word out to people that they made this offer or that they hey, that's a reasonable offer, because it sure is not going to be carried on the Zionist-dominated media, right?
Well, and I'll take Donald Trump serious on the Middle East issues when I see him fire his son-in-law, Mr. Kushner, that seems that, you know, there isn't anything that Israel does that ain't okay with him.
The thing is that, you know, we're in agreement that there are seven times just in the Book of Judges where it is written, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of God, and there's correct.
What the heck was that? Wait a minute, Mark. Are you still upright? Because I just heard a crashing noise and you disappeared. Okay, I don't know what he's doing. All right, well, Mark, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Something happened there. Two things that I know. The Zionists have got to get the hell out of our politics. We've got to get them out of our money system. We've got to get the hell out of the Middle East, and it keeps pointing to the very same people. Ron, I'm a little confused.
Well, I'm confused about it too. But you see, what controls the everything in this world is the money system, and it's a credit system and not a real money system. So,
and who runs that?
I haven't a clue. Well, yeah, the Federal Reserve banking system and those who run that and the stockholders. And, you know, if someone is a stockholder of the Federal Reserve, one of the banks, when they want to sell their stock, what do they take in exchange since the stock is based on the Federal Reserve note?
Bitcoin? I don't know. To this day, I'm still getting angry. I had a guy that left me a scolding little message telling me that you're an anti-Bitcoin person. You're not worth really the salt. And I'm like, what? So somebody props up another phony something up in front of you, and I am anti-American or anti-something because I'm anti-Bitcoin. Really? How about we just quit screwing around here, institute a monetary system that's backed by a commodity so the stuff doesn't run rampant all the time, and we have this thing called inflation that's built in because we have interest on the money that the middlemen are more than eager to keep giving us. That's the best way I can explain it. More of your calls, 800-313-9443. After this break, Ron McDonald's riding shotgun with me. Hold on, Mike and Carol.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Taking my call. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Did you hear there were two official reasons why it took 38 minutes to tell everybody in Hawaii they weren't going to die?
No, I didn't.
So the first one, when it first happened, they said we didn't have the program loaded to put out the opposite message, and which totally I thought was just crazy and not even close to true. And the second one was they said they had to go through Homeland Security to get approval before they did it.
Did what? Retracted the message? Whatever,
yeah, retracted.
Yeah, I see.
So when I hear those two things, I mean, granted, I'm kind of a conspiracy guy, but when I hear those two things, I don't know the answer, but I know there's something more to the story. Because the same guy said both things in two different interviews.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Well, and I heard what the governor of Hawaii said, that, you know, it was a mistake. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, whoever did that, and it doesn't have a little message block that pops up and says, you sure you want to do this? Because I even have that on my email. You know, so I don't know. All right, Mike.
Well, and I know people are dumb and bureaucracies are even dumber, which is sad, but there's as we go forward, and we see these things, instead of, like, a lot of people, they jump to the EMP weapon or the ULF weapon in California. Let's wait and get some information and see what's really going on. It took people 5, 6, 7 years before most people started to even look at the information about 9/11. So
you
nowadays, the Internet's trying to be the 24-hour news cycle and debunk everything the same day, and I just don't think you can do that.
No, you can't. And knee-jerk keyboardists out there aren't going to get the job done. And that's making us making it harder for us here at the network because there is more false stories being planted out there. And there's much more vetting that we have to do. And it's at times discouraging, and then people pile in with absolute crap, and they're not double-checking before they pass stuff along. So my message to the messengers out there, check your message. You know, double-check what you're doing, because you're not, you think you're helping by passing along unverified stories. You're not. You're adding to the mindless clutter out there.
Well, yeah, and it turns into that Chicken Little thing. And just before I go, I hope Mark's okay, because that sounded really painful, whatever happened to him and his phone call.
Well, no, he called back, and we thanked him for his call, and I said I was sorry to hear about his mom. No, he's all right.
Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Thanks, Mike. Well, Ron, a little update here. Since we put that out, call into the network, make a donation. We've taken in a whopping $20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, there goes the electricity and the internet and everything else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can manually do this. We can dump the talk show host. I'm sorry. We can dump the board ops. Yeah. Carol in Idaho. Hello, Carol.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Ron, thank you. Back to this support for the network. I've always felt that the very best, most secure, ongoing way to do this is through the regular monthly credit card donations.
Yeah.
And just out of curiosity, you may or may not know the answer, but do you happen to know how many people are signed up for monthly donations, regular donations, whether it's $5 or $100?
I would have to have
many?
I would have to have Julie pull that. There are people. There are people that do a PayPal, and then there's credit cards, which I just ran them today, and I don't think that totaled more than $500.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be interested, just out of curiosity, because I know you have thousands of listeners.
Oh, yeah.
So I would like to know how many people have credit cards out of that. I'll bet you 95% of your listeners at least. And so how many of them have signed on, so you don't have to keep begging.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Well, it's a little humiliating to try to do a network and to be taken seriously, and then the listeners that take this network seriously aren't seriously committed to making sure the network is on the air.
You know what, John?
Yes.
You would not get from me regularly. I'd be sending in every few months when I remembered, but because it's automatic, you get it every month.
Right.
And so I'd be very interested if you could announce that sometime. I'd appreciate it.
All right. Well, Carol, I thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Bye.
Appreciate it. I'll ask Julie that. Anybody else there on the block? Anybody else? Gary in Arkansas. Well, you know, I was just thinking about you. You weren't on my screen.
Hey, John.
I was just thinking about you.
Well, for that lady that just called... I think I'm the one that put the idea in your head for the Dollar a Day Club, and I contribute my $30 every month with a credit card. John does it automatically. I've never been screwed as far as taking too much or whatever. They've done exactly what I've told them for, going on 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah, and Gary, you were one of the donations I ran, and I ran a $60 donation for you because you were playing catch-up, but I realized I didn't run the $60 for last month.
Well, run it. The money's in there.
All right, well, I'll do that. Gary, hang on a second. I've got to take this bottom-of-the-hour break. Hang on. And I was thinking about you as Carol was speaking, and your name wasn't up on my caller list yet here. But I was thinking about you exactly, to give you credit.
Well, she ought to just set up automatic like I do.
Hang on, Gary. I got to take the break. Hang on. I was trying to get out of here to go to the break. Hang on.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
We are back. Yeah, Gary in Arkansas. Yeah, the Dollar a Day Club, there are people that are doing that. There are a few people that are doing $100 a month. When we get in a jam, there are people that have coughed up thousands to this network. And that's it's really kind of not fair to them, because there's many people listening to this network have never donated a damn dime.
Well, if I remember correctly, the critical information to do what you do goes into a safe every night, so it's not going to be something somebody can pick up off your desk and run out the door with and screw everybody. The reason I'm playing catch-up is they changed and sent me a new card, and it has different security code on it, so I left you hanging there for a few months. But I called you up and told you to double down and get caught up. And then when you get caught up, go back to 30. My question is, I know damn well you got more than 1,000 listeners.
Yeah.
And if 1,000 listeners did a $30 a month contribution with a credit card automatic, that's just one 30-pack of beer. And I tell you, I don't miss one 30-pack of beer during the month. So even as poor as I am on Social Security, that's the most painless way I know. And if we could just get 1,000 listeners to do that, you could have 30,000 to run the station. And I know you've worked your ass off trying to get the cost of running that station down as low as you can.
Yep.
But the listening audience hasn't done their part. And quite frankly, that urinates me off.
I understand. Okay? Well, Gary, I appreciate what you've done. You've been a man of your word, and I do appreciate it. Thank you, Gary. All right. He's right. He is absolutely right. Miles in, is that Miles to go before our sleep, or is he actually in Maine? Miles?
Yeah, hey, John. Yeah, John.
Yes.
Hey, I got to give it to you, man. You know, I'm listening, and I hear Stuart Lack of Bitter the other day. I'm like, what the hell, man? I was so happy he was back on. My buddy calls me up. He says, hey, he said, Miles, he said, did you hear Hard Songs? I said, you got to be kidding. He said, yeah, Hard Songs on. And I said, well, Stat Miller said he was going to be coming back. They were working on something. And then I tuned in Saturday, or was it Sunday? I think it was Saturday. And Abdul was on from Minnesota. And I thought, my God, Stat Miller hit the trifecta. He's got all this going on. He's on the move.
Just trying to maintain, my friend. Just trying to maintain.
Well, you're really doing it up, buddy. I'm really proud to hear that. And those are three good shows. Abdul's show was good. Stuart Lack of Air, I always like that. But Hardsaw, having him back, Michael is, boy, he's dynamite in himself. I'm really pleased to have him back. So keep up with the great work, John. Nobody does it like you. You know what I mean? The
Miles?
Fat guy or the super fat guy on the EBN.
Miles.
None of
Miles.
Them do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, did you listen to Steve Elkins' show?
I hear Steve Elkins once in a while. I didn't catch his show this week, but yeah, I like Steve Elkins too.
We got a lot
I'll
of good.
I'll tell you, this new station, I'll tell you, I listen to 24 hours a day because it's that uplifting now.
We've got Dr. Jennifer Daniels coming back. She'll be back this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
You're really.
We're putting the band back together, Miles.
You're a tireless worker, and you got it going on all cylinders for 18. Boy, you really got 2018 off to a jump.
I just have to keep the gas in the tank to keep the damn thing going.
Yeah, and I hope everyone will continue to donate because that's what we need. You know, it was crazy because I was also listening to a Farron show, and he was talking about how they gave $166,000 to some crazy BLM guy, and he said, could you imagine if they gave that to John Stadmiller? And I'm thinking, man, if they gave that to John Stadmiller, there's no telling what might happen. He might be on TV next.
Yeah. Let me see. And you said 66,000?
Yeah. Hey, I'm dying for the day I turn on C-SPAN or ESPN or CNN or something in the front desk. It's got John Stadmiller.
For $166,000, I could have ran this network for 14 and a half months.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we got to start doing.
Boy, I'm telling you.
Guy's right. A 30 pack of beer is nothing. You lose that in a Texas fart.
Yeah, well, and just look at the great hangover you'd get over drinking 30 beers. I'd pay money just to avoid that.
Right. Well, anyway, John, keep up the superb job, and we're gonna keep out here supporting you. We're gonna keep on, and everybody, get out here. It's after Christmas, but if you got a few spare ends left over, hey, send me a 30 piece again.
There you go. Well, Miles, I appreciate your call and your support. You do support the network, right?
Absolutely.
Well, there 100%. You go. There you go. We need more people like Miles. Come on, people, make the commitment. It's easy. It's painless. Well, kind of painless.
Anything painless worthy, John, is painless. It's not painless.
Wait a minute. Both you and Miles are both speaking. Okay. What, Miles?
I said it's less painless than the alternative, that's for sure.
I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you, Miles. I appreciate your call.
Yep.
All right, man. Let me see here. another $30 donation, and a $100 donation. That puts us up to $150. George in San Francisco. Hello, George. How you doing?
Wanted to mention something that I don't think people are remembering very much, which is about the California fires. Does anybody remember that happened on Columbus Day? And actually, it started an hour and a half before Columbus Day started at 10:30 at night on a Sunday when all the firefighters were not available. But if you're counting East Coast time, it would have been Columbus Day.
Okay.
But... And Antifa had announced a week or more before that they were going to engage in anti-America actions on Columbus Day. And there were things that they did. I don't know if how much Antifa's involvement was in this, but they certainly, if it was there or it was the darker Soros-funded members of Antifa that were involved in setting some of these fires, they certainly didn't take credit for it, and that would have been a wise thing to do.
Well,
because
but how did we extrapolate this out, George, other than the anti-American thing that Antifa set the fires in California? I mean, think about this. What would the, George, what would the advantage be to Antifa to try to burn down California? Isn't that their little playground? Isn't that their wish list that they'd like everybody to operate like California does?
What was the advantage to people in Watts to burn down Watts?
That was just flat out anger and stupidity. But see, this is supposed to... let me talk, please.
Okay.
Just think about this. Just go through this. You would think that if Antifa was going to attack anybody, they'd go after a conservative state or a red state or whatever. Why burn down what your utopia is, something like California? You know, that everything is free, everything's paid for by the other taxpayers while they still have a little bit of money. We're a sanctuary state. Why the hell would they want to burn that down?
First off, some of the sections, Ron, you can address this, but correct me if I'm wrong, but some of the sections that were burned down were the more conservative areas of the state. Secondly, we're looking at a bigger agenda, and my thought is I'm not so sure it was the rank and file of Antifa for people who were involved, but the darker Soros-funded, more professional-bent rabble-rousers who would have been on an Agenda 21 footing with the goal in mind is to, you know, to burn down part of the state so that, you know, they can reclaim it as is part of Agenda 21. And that would explain why Antifa, part of why they wouldn't take credit for it, but they announced things that were going on. In other words, I'm not completely convinced that all these fires, up to 13, they started mostly when at least six of them started in a very short period of time, a matter of hours. This was all PG&E. PG&E is a good scapegoat because, well, if you've seen the movie Aaron Brockovich, or you followed what happened several years ago with the San Bruno fires, with most of a neighborhood being taken out by a defective gas tank that, you know, exploded and took out the houses and so forth, PG&E is certainly guilty of negligence and worse in some of these. So they make a convenient scapegoat, but I don't buy the EMP argument. It seems more reasonable to me that if you have a group of individuals that are pushing the Agenda 21 plan, now I guess Agenda 2030, makes sense to have a bunch of these guys on the same night, Columbus Day, start a bunch of fires when nobody's paying attention, and voila, there you go.
All right. Well, that's George, that's a thought. I don't know how much validity that has to it. I have a tendency to hear to think that it was more PG&E not maintaining their lines and knowing how this stuff. I wished a lineman would call me up today. I mean, fill in some blanks here, but that causes havoc with the electrical system. You got overloads. You have stuff burning, transformers bursting into balls of flame and lighting everything on fire. I don't know. I do know this, that you always get the rains out there and you get the Santa Ana winds and you always got fires going on. But this one was highly suspicious because it looked like it was intentionally set in 8 or 9 different locations.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing is you have to look at the end result, and the end result is it increases commerce throughout the entire industries, from plumbing to electrical to drywall and construction materials. So I could see that happening, or I could see that strategy to get that to boost in California and in other states, because the supplies do come from the entire United States and outside of the United States.
George?
Yes. Yeah, that's possible. If I can just jump in on fundraising for a moment as well and just say, you know, you will be getting my check this week, sir.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, not only does RBN handle the truth, it handles what I like to call the tyranny taboos. These are this network talks about the things that are taboo to talk about anywhere else, but if you don't talk about them, it leads to more tyranny. Things like 9/11, we talk about, you know, USS Liberty, we talk about, you know, the Clintons and so forth, Project Mockingbird, all the things, the Clinton body count, all these things that are on Rivero's site and are on your site and so forth, that you just don't hear anywhere else. And if we don't have that discussion, we do get more tyranny. So part of handling the truth is handling the truth, and part of that is contributing to this network so it can do what it does. And every time I write that check, I feel, you know, satisfaction. It's a great feeling to write that check and say, hey, man, I did something to help get the word out. This place is a think tank. Maybe the numbers aren't as high or anywhere near as the guy from Austin has, but the point is you've got some of the most intelligent people here listening to this network, and it's two-way, and people call in, and so much can come from that, from people just having this two-way dialogue and figuring out what the truth is and then handling it.
Well,
so please, please do, for everyone out there, do write a check. It feels wonderful to do it. And there is no satisfaction like making a difference in things like this. So,
hope people keep in mind that there used to be a whole lot of networks out there. Everybody seemed to think that they could handle it. And when the economy started going south, they bailed out. And I understand why. But we're here. I kid people by saying I'm a prick with a mission, and I am steadfast. I am here every single day. And if you think you get a little bit of satisfaction with signing your name to a check, think of the satisfaction I have of paying a bill and then sitting down and going, okay, what's important? What are we doing today? You know, that, I mean, this is all news cycle interrupt us. When we get put under the pressure to pay the bills, and it's always the threat that something's going to get turned off, I'm tired of talking about it, and the people that do donate to this network are tired of hearing it. The people that have not donated in the past, and for whatever reason, George, I do not know why, but they don't, but they've got enough money for their internet, they got enough money for their phone, they got enough money for their electricity, they got this, they got the other, but they don't have any time, or they don't have the ability to donate one thin dime to this network, which I will never understand. I'm just saying.
You know, Pastor Manning, he made a very good point on this. You see, I once heard him talk about, on RBN, by the way, how church, the principle of tithing is in churches, because you know, your pastor should not have to worry about how he's going to pay the bills, like the situation you're in, John. He should have that taken care of so he can concentrate on, you know, helping his congregation, yeah, which is equivalent. What you're trying to do is help America and our listeners and so forth.
In a large scale.
You should be freed from that. All got to, if you want to know how to handle the truth, we have to do a lot of stuff to fix this country. But it starts with supporting RBN and places like RBN. It starts with that. That's the baby step. You start with that, and then we move on and do more and more things.
Absolutely. George, I appreciate your time. I appreciate your consideration, your kind words, and also your donation.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you, sir. It's that easy, folks. It's that plain and simple.
John, how many networks are out there today that do the same as RBN?
One or two. Genesis, Rents, we have Micro Effect, but it's really not a network. It's not full-time. They have too many repeats. They don't have enough live shows. And some of the shows they have over there really, quite frankly, aren't worth listening to. You know, I'm always endeavoring to upgrade the product that this network offers to the public, and I think we do a pretty good job.
Well, how many networks were out there in competition?
Oh, gosh.
For the same?
Lots. And there ain't lots no more. That much I do know. Let me take this last break here. Ron McDonald has been riding shotgun with me a few more minutes on this terror ride of the century. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And yes, Michael, it is 2018.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Bill in Wisconsin, you're up next. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, John, I'm glad you're bringing Dr. Daniels back. What's the time slot going to be?
10 to 1 p.m. on Sundays.
On Sunday?
Yep.
Okay. She'd be a good one to have right after your show every night for an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I listened the other night to that time slot, and we had a glowing report on what a great man Jeff Bezos is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you ought to listen once in a while.
All right. Well, Bill, thank you for your call. Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, what did you say? Success of Bezos, not that Bezos was a great guy. And you're here to produce the show, so you heard it. Okay, thank you for the clarification. So, things go south in California, my friend. You going to stay there?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hunt where I am, fish, and I have running water, you know, in creeks and that. You know, when you move into a big city or something like that, you don't know if there's going to be a shortage of food, or if there is a shortage of food, where do you go to eat, you know? And that can happen very easily in any major city. I'd rather stay in the sticks.
Well, you know, Steve Elkins moved down to Florida, and I caution him against doing that.
But well, he can eat the older people.
Oh, God. No, man. Did Ron McDonald actually say that? Oh, boy. Well, California, I mean, Florida, nothing against the Floridians down there. People that call in the show, you're great people, but God, I hate Florida. It's nothing but a big sandbar trampled over by a bunch of people of I don't know where the hell they're from or what language they're speaking. I'm just saying. Ah.
Mm. Well, they do have Disney World, right?
Yeah. And sure. Michael Eisner is a great American, isn't he? he wasn't he on the Lolita Express as well? Didn't him and Bill Clinton pal around?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just up to our eyeballs with good quality people. Yeah. By the way, folks, if you want to send a donation into the network, here is our mailing address. It is RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. Don't forget the 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I actually had people before that screwed up the zip code. That's 78664. Don't forget, Suite 302, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Ron McDonald, I leave you to your wonderful state of confusion out there.
Okay.
and I'll see if you're still here next Monday.
All right.
All right, thank you. All right, and thank you, folks, for being here today. Please, support those that are trying to make a difference. You know, in wartime, if you can't join in the battle, leave food on the porch. Right now, we don't need the food. We need the money to stay on the air. Thank you. Thank you for your consideration, and thank you for the donation I know you're making ready for right now, right? Back with you tomorrow, another edition of the National Intel Report. We will see you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.